Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. Hey, Mama, hey. Happy Monday to you. How are you today? Let's take a deep breath together and check in on that question. You know, on my journey to deal with my clinical burnout, I learned that the road to clinical burnout or burnout of any sort is paved with to-do lists. Ongoing, never-ending to-do list. And I know if you are a mama, you have an ongoing, never-ending to-do list that you just add on to every single day. It just keeps going. The thought pops into your head. You add it to your mental to-do list. You write it down. You add it to your digital to-do list. You add it to your calendar. You add it to your checklist, in your notes. It just never stops. And the pressure of all the things that we need to get done weighs on us. And it takes away from our mental health and from our self-care. But what if I propose to you that you actually do not need to do all the things that you keep putting on your to-do list? That's right. You heard me right. What if you do not have to do all the things that are on your to-do list? Sometimes you need to stop when you are feeling overwhelmed and all the things keep coming up for you. You need to stop, take a look at your to-do list, and think to yourself, what can I remove? What does not need to be done by me? What is just over the top, not really something I'm going to get to, and I'm just putting it on the to-do list and it's causing me stress and I really need to just let it go right now? I'm giving you a minute to think about that. I'm giving you a minute because y'all know I'm right. Think about it. A lot of us mamas want to take care of all the things. And we often think that that means all the things have to be done by us. That is not the case. That is not the case. It is impossible. It is impossible if you're not going to get it all done. Most of us barely make it to our daily to-do list, much less the ongoing, never-ending, all things we need to do in the house, the doctor's appointments, the this and that. You can't do it all. It's all never gonna get done. So what do you need to do? You need to start getting rid of things off of that to-do list. You need to edit the to-do list, especially when it is overwhelming you to the point that you are freezing and you're actually not being productive at all. That is a very big sign of burnout. The freezing, being so overwhelmed, you can't function in your normal day-to-day life. So I know you're probably saying, okay, I hear you, but how? Who's going to do it? How do I walk away? What is it that I can do to actually relieve the stress of my to-do list? Because I don't see how that can happen. Okay, I hear you. I hear you on that. Number one, you have to realize that everything doesn't need to be done by you. It doesn't. Unless you are a single mom to a very young child, everything doesn't have to be done by you. Okay, and even then, there are some things that you can put in place so that some of the burden is lifted off of you. What do I mean by that? If there are other people in your house, especially other adults, you can transfer the responsibilities to them. It's not going to work for every responsibility, but there are some things that you can completely hand over. Not only the physical work of it, but the mental load of it. You can hand it over. You can hand over laundry. You can hand over dinner time. You can hand over chores that your partner can take over or your kids can do for themselves. So it comes off of your plate. If you don't have a partner or your kids are not old enough, think about things that you can hand over to apps or other people that maybe you can pay or a family member like Amazon. Amazon is part of my team, my support. You know what I hand over to Amazon? All of those monthly things that I don't need to think about, like filling in the paper plates, making sure I have enough paper towels, making sure I got toilet paper, making sure I have all the lunch things that I use every single day. All those are on automatic auto delivery. I don't think about them. They just show up at my door either every 2 weeks or once a month or whatever the schedule is that I set up for that delivery. And I don't have to think about it. It's off my plate. And it may seem so minor, but the add up of all these little minor things really will help you to take some of the burden off of yourself. Find a laundry service. Okay, it helps. I know sometimes like I don't have the money for that. I get that. And it's just not an option for you. But if it is, take advantage. Don't feel guilty because you're not doing it yourself. I actually use a laundry service called Poplin. No, they are not sponsoring this, but let me tell you, they are a lifesaver and it's really not that expensive. It's literally like $1 a pound. If you want express service, it's $2 a pound. They pick it up from my door, they take it away, wash it, fold it, and bring it back to me. The mind space and time that I get back is worth way more than the money that I spend on that. And I do it maybe every 2 weeks. And I don't do it for all everything and everybody in the house, but it takes a burden off of me just because I don't even have to look at the laundry. Now, I still got to put it away, but it makes it easier. Is there a grandma that can maybe do the picking up from school twice a week so you can get some of that time back? Is there someone that can be in charge of something that doesn't need to be on your plate? Passing on the responsibilities to other people in your household. Now, here's the other side of that coin. That also means that you have to be willing to let whoever you hand that responsibility over to do it in their own way. Mm-hmm. That's the hard part. It's hard. That means backing off of them and not demanding that they do it your way. Because guess what's going to happen? They're not going to want to do it. If someone tells you that you got to do something a certain way, you shut down too. So a big part of that is learning to let go and let whoever or whatever you hand the responsibility over to do it the way that they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to shut your mouth. Yes, you will guide them through the process and show them how you do it and teach them, especially if it's your kids and you got to teach them how to do their laundry or how to clean the bathroom. And there's going to be follow-up of that and reminding them, yes. But in the long run, you're going to relieve yourself of some responsibility that weighs on your plate because that is also on you. But you got to let it go and let the other person learn, make their mistakes, do it the way they're going to do it. Unless you're using a service and then you have the right to demand for it to be done the way you want it to be done. So use the Amazon, use the Poplin laundry service, use the grocery delivery or pickup. There's so many different versions of this, so that is not something that is extremely expensive for you, but takes a huge burden and gives you back some of your time. Now, Here's another thing that it seems really easy, but I know I struggle with this, and I know so many moms struggle with this. Say no. You don't have to do it all. Say no. You can say no to being on the PTA. You can say no to being on the committee for the church fashion show. You can say no for being the planning for the sports banquet at the end of the year. If it's something that brings you joy, do it. If you love volunteering at school and spending time in your kids' classroom, do it. If it brings you unnecessary, unwarranted stress, or you say yes, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh God, why did I say yes to this? What was I thinking? Let it go. Say no. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm sorry, I don't have the time for that. I'm a working mom. I'm sorry, I can donate money, but I can't actually be there. There are so many, and you know what? Don't say sorry. That's a habit I'm working on too. No, I can't be there, but I could donate money for some of the supplies you may need. No, I can't volunteer for that this year. I have too many projects on my plate right now. And then just the flat out, no, thank you. That's it. What is on your to-do list that you may have felt obligated to do, but you don't actually need to do and you can say no to? You can remove it completely. There may be a little shame around having to back out and say no. There may be a little guilt around it. But at the end of the day, it's probably going to be way better for you if you walk away. If you are cringing every moment you think about this thing that you don't really absolutely have to do, say no. Say no. If you think it's going to feel that way when it's presented to you, say no. Say no. Just practice all the ways that you can say no to things, especially when it feels uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable saying no in the beginning when you don't practice that. And if you are a person that doesn't normally say no, the people around you that are always asking you for stuff, they're going to be like, what is wrong with her? Why does she have an attitude all of a sudden? You don't. You're just saying no. Which brings me to another part of editing your to-do list, and that is having boundaries. Having boundaries on your time, having boundaries with other people, and having boundaries with yourself and abiding by those boundaries. If you said you're going to take Sundays to take care of yourself, prepare your house for the week, whatever that may look like for you, then don't promise to be at church for 4 hours a day. And then it sucks up your day and you don't really have the time to focus on you like you wanted to focus on because you agreed to do such and such at church, or you agreed to for your kid to play soccer and for you to be the snack mom every week. Okay? You have to abide by these boundaries, creating boundaries for yourself, on your time, on what you are willing to do and what you're not willing to do. I don't do PTA. I don't do it. I don't like it. I don't find it fun. I know that I don't have the time to commit to it because of my schedule and the ways my husband's schedule can be so unpredictable. I did it once, and I will never do it again because of the level of stress that it ended up bringing me when I thought it was going to be something minimal and easy for me to do. That's my boundary. I don't do it. I don't cross that boundary. No, thank you. I can contribute in other ways. So take a look at your list and what are some of the things that are crossing your boundaries? Taking time that you said that you were going to give to yourself or your kids or your husband or a project that you want to focus on for you. Take a check in with those boundaries and remove the things that cross those boundaries because you got to hold your boundaries. Yes? The other thing, small things. We oftentimes, it's the pileup of the little things that I keep saying yes to that I don't realize the actual impact that is having until there are too many small things on my plate. So you, oh, yeah, that's no problem. I could print out the church program this week and bring it. Sure, that's no problem. I can be in charge of buying the cupcakes for the class party. And it's just little thing. And then the next thing you know, you're like dropping things left and right. You forgot this. Now you're stressed out, overwhelmed. You're feeling anxiety because you don't really have time to go to the grocery store to pick up the things that you said that you would donate over here. And whew. Don't keep saying yes to all the small things. They add up and they take up your time and your mental energy. And more often than not, right, we allot for the big stressful things on our to-do list. We do not allot for the small things. And it's the small things that knock you right over the edge. It's that small thing that makes you stop and cry in your car because you just can't take it anymore. Because you couldn't make it on time to the next place that you're going, and you just end up having yourself a whole mini breakdown because that one small little thing tipped it over the edge. So check in on the small things. Do you have too many things that you think are minor adding up to a whole bunch of stress on your to-do list? And last but not least, know that your to-do list is going to be an ongoing editing process. Based on what's going on in your life, you're going to need to check in on that to-do list regularly and edit it. Get rid of the things that are not working for you, the things that are stressing you out, the things that you don't really need to do, and leave open time for you. Now here's the last and final thing, put yourself on your to-do list. Like really actually make yourself a priority on the to-do list. Not at the end that you can't do the thing that you need to do for yourself until all the 50 other things are done. No. We're not doing that. Put yourself at the top of the list. Because the more you feel cared for, the less stress and overwhelm that you are experiencing, the more productive you're going to be, the better you're going to be at getting all the other things or serving all the people that you need to help and serve and be there for. Put yourself up at the top. Go to that yoga class. Take that pottery session you were thinking about doing. Go take the walk with your friends. Have girlfriend night on Friday. Put something at the top of the to-do list that is simply for you. And always make sure that you are on your to-do list. Because you should be one of your top priorities. And we forget that sometimes. So remember, this is all about you loving on yourself, taking care of yourself. But you got to practice it. And one of the ways to practice it is to edit that to-do list. All right, Mama, I love you and have a wonderful week. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at MyLifeIsABeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.